B-Pod Studios.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show. Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back. You're hanging with Weird Beard, Robbie Landis, and someone who actually downloaded and started creating a character in World of Warcraft, me, James Campbell.
James, you've entered. You've started.
You've almost got me sold on the game. I clicked that link you sent me.
Uh-huh.
That way, if you get some sort of benefits from that, you're welcome. And I went to go in to start creating the character, and I was like, you know what? This seems like so much fun. I want to do this on stream with my community. So I think it's going to be my new Wednesday game that I stream.
Okay.
Starting in the future.
All right.
So
well,
thank
look,
you.
He
if
sounds
you
have, like a proud parent right
I
now.
I am. If at any point you have any questions, you need any tips, pointers, if you get stuck, anything like that, because a guy in our community, Flynn Sanity, has also started playing it.
Awesome.
And a few times he's like, this is a little bit overwhelming because I feel like there's so much stuff.
Yeah.
So at any point you get me on the Discord, you text me, whatever you need, I'll be there for
we'll
you.
Call you. Robbie right. Landis. Not only is he going to help me out, he's also the one that popped my MMORPG cherry.
That's right.
Now, we asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, and the Checkpoint XP Instagram. You guys threw one in there on me.
Yeah.
We asked on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, what was your favorite announcement from the Game Awards? Robbie, what do we have in responses on social media there?
So the first one, I feel like this always goes under the radar because whenever they do announcements about this, it's not anything really big or in-depth. It's just a title card. But Tree says Elden Ring. Now, for those of you who don't know, Elden Ring is an upcoming role-playing game developed by From Software, which is the people behind the Souls games, in conjunction with George R.R. Martin.
Oh, he's the Game of Thrones guy.
Yeah, he's actually going to be writing the story and helping them build and flesh out the world.
Well, that means you're never going to get
never
this
coming.
Game to
it's
come
never
out.
Coming. But, you know, that's something that a lot of people are currently really excited for. Enyo is excited for the new Elder Scrolls expansion, Back to Oblivion. I know a lot of people, when it comes to, you know, what's your favorite Elder Scrolls game, you know, there's Morrowind, there's Skyrim, but I feel like there's a subset of people who, like, really dig Oblivion, even though that one was kind of a buggy mess.
This one's fun. Like, I think this is another game that people thought was never going to happen. Like, they just thought it was dead, and to see it come to life is nice.
Kyron says Mass Effect, but I would urge you to guard your heart, Kyron. I don't know if you're ready to hurt like that. Thaddeus says Perfect Freaking Dark. I remember having to buy the expansion pack for the N64 just to play the original one, and now I may have to buy an RTX 3080 for the new one if it comes to PC.
Can we talk about how much of a ripoff the expansion pack for the N64 was? There was literally like three games that it worked for. Donkey Kong 64, Perfect Dark, and probably some other bull game that was just like an extra $40 to do nothing.
I hate to interrupt your rant, but what was the N64 expansion pack?
It was like this little thing you had to buy to like plug into the bottom of the controller.
The Rumble Pack.
Yeah, no, you plug this into the actual console, right? You open up the front of the console, you put it in, and it was just extra memory to be able to run some of these games.
Oh, so some of the bigger games probably. I'm surprised Donkey Kong required it.
Damn you, Donkey Kong!
And then Wasteland Vamp says Evil Dead the Game. Is anyone else excited about the Evil Dead game?
I don't know.
You don't play scary games, I know.
No, I mean, I'm a fan of the Evil Dead franchise,
yeah, like
Bruce Campbell, but
I'm lukewarm. Like, I'm not mad at it. It would be enjoyable, I'm sure, but I'm not like, oh yeah.
They had a pretty cool Evil Dead game back in the day, I think on the 360 or the Xbox.
The other question that we asked over on social media is, what would your choice be if you got to pick the game of the year? Obviously, it was The Last of Us 2 that won, but James, what's your game of the year?
My game of the year right now, does it have to be something that had to have come out this year? Well, my choice is one that came out this year.
Okay.
And I'm going to say WWE Battlegrounds.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
Voting for that
I might
one.
Be the only one. That's fine. It's fine. I'm also probably the only professional wrestler fan here within
I like The Rock.
You like The Rock, but you don't watch professional wrestling. And I
watched it when Arrow was in it. Stephen Amell.
He was in wrestling?
Yeah. Yeah. He crossed over a few times with, was it Stardust, I think? He was at a show once, and he called him out, and that led to like a big arc. Yeah, look, something that the wrestling fan doesn't know.
Yes, I don't follow the arrow. I apologize. But anyways, I think from what they did with WWE, like 2K19 or 2K20, it was a disaster. It was an unplayable game. So now to have this Battlegrounds game
come
in.
They lowered the bar pretty low for you.
They lowered it, so now I have a... like. Bad stuff could happen, and I'm still going to have a good time because it's still 1 million times better than the last WWE game I tried to play.
All right, what about you, Weird Beard?
I want to say Spelunky 2, but I know I'd get flamed so hard. Spelunky 2 is a really good game. I would probably, like, personally, I would give it to Doom Eternal. If I had to go, like, based off of what I think actually constitutes Game of the Year, Valorant came out this year. It's poised to be the biggest first-person shooter.
That's a good
one. It's going to be a huge e-sport. Like, I think it's goofy if you don't pick a game that big.
Yep. I'm actually going to go with what Frame Loss said over on Twitter. He said the Final Fantasy VII Remake is his game of the year. Even though the future seems confusing right now, they took a six-hour slice of a game and made it an unbelievably good full-length RPG while still staying true enough to the original content and also changing it in ways that fleshed out a bit more of the things that you inferred from the original game.
I think that, like, video games for 2020 was a good year. Like, it
one of the few things good about 2020.
Yes, like, there was plenty of, like, solid games that had they been released just alone in the year would have easily won Game of the Year. So to be able to have, like, multiple games throughout the year in contention that actually deserve to be there, I think just speaks to how strong of a year 2020 was for gaming.
Yep, we got one more here from Pinella before we get to a few calls from you guys. Pinella says Animal Crossing was robbed. The game came out at a very chaotic time and helped many people stuck indoors. I firmly believe that if not for that game, the world would have fallen apart. It was the game we needed but didn't deserve.
The Batman of video games?
Yes, apparently.
Ooh. Well, you've heard what our choices were for Game of the Year. You've heard some of our responses on social media. And we do have Carl, who listens to us over on 101 HD2 in Detroit. What's going on, Carl? What's your Game of the Year?
I'd have to say my Game of the Year is Ghost of Tsushima.
Ooh.
I think it has a beautiful landscape, and I really enjoy the... stealth aspect, as long and I enjoy the fact that I could just walk in there and be like, hey, I'm here, fight me. And then they all come running at me, and it's quite nice.
All right, well, thank you very much for your call, Carl.
All right, thank you.
We are talking Game of the Year. We want to know what you think the Game of the Year should be. We got Nadia, who's tuning in to us in Atlanta. Nadia, what's your Game of the Year?
Yeah, guys, so I thought about this long and hard, and a tough decision, but I gotta go with Animal Crossing. It just brought so much joy to so many people during this pandemic, and I know it's like the right game for the right time, but man, I can tell you, Tom Nook saved my year. Game of the year.
Tom Nook Animal saved Crossing. Your year. Wow. Tom Nook for president, baby.
All right. Thank you very much, Nadia. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, y'all.
All right, we're talking Game of the Year. You want to know what your Game of the Year pick would be? We're joined on the phone lines right now by Mal, who listens to us on WCTC-AM in New York City. Mal, what's your Game of the Year pick?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. My Game of the Year pick is definitely going to have to be Hades by Supergiant Games.
Hades?
Yo, you and me both. This is the game to end all games, in my opinion.
What do you like about Hades so much to make it a Game of the Year for you?
So a little background on me. I absolutely detest roguelike games. I am not a fan of having to randomize everything because I like having my my path set out. Like, I'm a very linear person. But Hades drew me in because of the great art, the hot people, the super great writing. It was just like the perfect package for me. Like, it had... it had engaging story elements. It had very engaging gameplay. Even for someone who was not a fan of roguelikes, I got very into Hades.
All right, thank you very much, Melkira. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much to all of you for all those calls. Now, if you enjoyed those responses, you can always include yours, not only by commenting on our social media over at Checkpoint XP, you can also call in and talk to us. Give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. You can chime in on whatever the weekly social media question is, or if you feel like you have a question that any of the experts here at Checkpoint XP should be able to answer, leave it for us there. 1-833-557-0974. That's going to do it for this episode. Thank you all so much for listening on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com and check out Checkpoint Daily, where you can hit the latest in video game news that is breaking that day. I want to send a big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and producer Callie for helping put this episode together. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Checkpoint XP. We hope you enjoyed the show. Oh, we hope you enjoyed this. Yeah, no, we hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll talk to you again on the next level.
Mom Hacks with Megan Ristin.
The holidays can quickly become a bit overwhelming, and if you are stressed, your kids will know, and they might also experience stress. Although it's fun to attend events, too many events can quickly become exhausting for a child. Make sure to schedule in some downtime for your child or leave them with a babysitter. And although it's nice to see friends and family, make sure to spend some of your time just as a family. You could bake cookies together, have a family movie night, or do something more active like skiing or ice skating. For more mom hacks, check out my blog, mommytravels.com.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything. And shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.